Mesechta Avodah Zarah. Mishnah says, Lefnei Yedeyim, before a Chag, before Yom to Christmas, before their Chag, before their Yom to Goyish Chag, is Shalom to Chavim of a Goy, Shloshi Yomim, 3 days before their Yom to their Chag, Osa Losas Losas Imohim. A Jew is not allowed to do business with a Goy. We'll see in the Gemara doesn't apply Bizman Azeh, but Din of the Mishnah, you cannot do business with the guy 3 days before, and the Svar is because he may do a good deal with you, and you'll make him happy, and when it comes to Yom Chag, he's going to go to his Avodah Zarah and thank him, and you're causing him to mention the name of an Avodah Zarah. And that's allowed. The Torah says, you're not allowed to talk about an Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to cause anybody else also to be made to an Avodah Zarah. Now she says, "V'kula mishum the ozel u'moidel avodas chachovim the yom edoy." All these reasons are because you're causing him that on his yom hachag he's going to go to the avodah zorah and he'll be moidel. He'll thank his avodah zorah. The pasuk says, "Lo yishom ha'aticha," that you're not allowed to cause even somebody else to be moidel to admit to the avodah zorah, even to a guy. So if you're causing the guy to admit to give hoidah his avodah zorah, that's a law for us. Therefore, Midrabbanan at least, you're not allowed to do business with him 3 days in advance. Midrabbanan writes that there's no issue here, it's only a grumma. You're not for sure he's going to do it. But Midrabbanan though, you have to be afraid. Maybe if you do a good business deal with him, you'll make him happy, and therefore maybe on Yom Edom, he's going to go and admit, be moidus his avodah zarah, so you're over the issue of lo yisham ma'apicha. The same thing, also lots of money to do business with them. La'ashilon, you can't lend them something, or else v'lishumahem. You cannot even borrow something from them. Because if we borrow something from them, also they feel happy. They feel happy that they're helping us out. La'alvoisam, we're not allowed to lend them money. V'lilvoisamahem, we cannot borrow money from a guy. 3 days before their Yom Chag, you're not allowed to borrow money from them. Because also the svara. If we're using them, they feel happy about it. Le'paron, you're not allowed to pay them back. If you owe them money from before, you're not supposed to pay them back 3 days before the Yom Chag, or else the Chiddush, le'froyim mehem, you cannot even accept money from them. If he wants to pay you back from a loan, you cannot accept it either. Because the svar is, we'll soon see. If you do, I'm going to know. Le'froyim mehem, we're allowed to receive back the money from the guy. If they should make through law, he only feels bad. He just gave up $1,000. So you're making him feel bad, there's no issa. But Amr Lo, the Chum said back, no. Afafi Shemetzu Akshav, even though right now today, the guy is feeling bad, but Samachul Yachazman, afterwards, phew, I got rid of this load. I had a load on my head, I had to pay back $1,000. Now I got rid of the load, so the guy feels good. So even though right now he feels bad, he's giving away the money, but tomorrow, by the Yom Chag, he'll feel happy. I have no more chayvus. I have no more bills. So feel happy. So therefore it's also to even accept payment from the guy 3 days before Yom Chag. Now the Gemara says, Rav is Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Chag Ton Eideyim. When the Mishnah says they're called their Chag, a Chag, Goyish a Chag, the Mishnah calls it Eideyim. That's their Chag. So one is Goyish with an Aleph, like we have an Eideyim. The Chag Ton, one learned Rav and Shmuel, one of them learned Eideyim with an Ayin. Not with an Aleph, with an Ayin. So the Gemara says both is true. Mandatoni Eideyim Lo Mishtabish is not wrong, or Mandatoni Eideyim Lo Mishtabish. They're both right. Mandatoni Eideyim with an Aleph Lo Mishtabish. That's what the Pasuk says, Kikor of Yomedim. So come close the day when they'll receive their punishment back, which means here like Dechak, a special day. Rashi says, Yomedim, Hain Ravodis Kechovim, Kirsibu Pasha, Yukum of Yazarchim. So come the day of their Avodah Zarah, Dechak, they'll get punished. Oman the Tani Eideyim with Yayin, Loi Mishtabish is not wrong. The Siddur is also a pasuk that says, Yitnu Eideyim, let their Eidim come, their Eidim come, be Yitzdaku, and let them say that they're right. So the Havamina Rizis goes upon the Goyim, that the Novi is saying to them, like if you think you did anything good, let's see, come and bring Eidim that you deserve some reward. What's going on in Avodah Zarah? It says, Lashon of Eideyim with an Ayin. Now, Oman the Tani Eideyim with an Aleph, my time will return you Eideyim. Why doesn't it say an Eideyim with an Ayin? Omaloch, Tav Rodov. By this pasuk of Kikor of Yom Edom, Edom here means it comes close to the day they receive punishment. So it's better to talk about punishment by the Goyim. So you rather said Lashon of Eideyim, meaning that's the day they'll get their punishment. Oman the Tony Eideyim, an Ayin. My time will atone Adem. Why doesn't he agree that better gears should be with an Aleph a Dehem? So my Omalach, I'll answer you, Man Kagorim Lutavra. What causes the Goyim to receive punishment? What caused them to be broken? What caused them to have Korav Yom Edom? Edus, Shidu B'Yatzman. The Edus that will talk about themselves of all the riches, all the bad that they did. They have to be Edus to Hashem. It goes on the Yom Adin, we'll soon see, that there'll be Edus coming to saying all the bad that they did, therefore they'll receive punishment. But it starts out that first Edom will have to come. So that's what the Mishnah says, it means Ayin Edayin. Hilkach, therefore, Edus Adifa. It's better to use the Lashon of Edus by the Goyim. Now the Gemara asks the question, V'yitnu Edayim v'yitzdiku, v'yoyvi kachavim ksiv. Is this Pasuk in Yishayahu talking about the Goyim? That it means to say that the Goyim later will get punished because there'll be Edus telling over all the bad that they did. It's not true. V'yoyvi Yisrael ksiv. This Pasuk in Yishayahu is talking about Klai Yisrael. The Yomer B'shur Ben Levi. B'shur Ben Levi says, Kol mitzvahis every single mitzvah that a Jew does in this world, you should know, there'll be ages in Olam Haba, a messenger will come, like the Mishnah Novice says, Kol oisim mitzvachat is kind of like praklet. You make yourself like a praklet, like a lawyer. You were created a lawyer, and this lawyer is the aide that goes upstairs to Hashem and says, Edus, that this person did a mitzvah. So every single mitzvah that a Jew does, he creates a lawyer that will say Edus to Hashem, that he deserves reward. Ve'idus lem. Learn my boss. You know what the Pasuk says? This Pasuk with Hashem. Yitnu Edayim v'yitzdiku. Let the Edus come, and v'yitzdoku will be give tzedek to them. So you see, the Pasuk is talking about a Jew, not about a guy. Elu. The Elu Yisrael, right. Then the Pasuk says, Yishmu v'yomu emes. That other people hear, and they'll also say emes, they'll give it, they'll say it's true. Elu v'yitzdokovim. It means the Goyim, when they'll see Lasa Lavai, all the reward that the Jews are receiving because of the mitzvahs they did, they'll say emes, they'll say it's true, they'll understand that the Jews deserve to receive the reward for the mitzvahs they did. So the kids, you see this pasuk of Yitnu Edayim Mitzdoku is talking about a Jew, not about a Goy. So where's your proof then that there's Lashon of Edayim with an ayin by Goyim? Elu Rav Amrafuna Breda Yeshua. Man Tonu Edayim, whoever learned in our Mishnah, it should be the guest of an Edayim with an Ayin. You know why he's right? Beyacha, from a different Pasuk. Pasuk Yishayahu says like this. Beyacha, it says, Yoitzrei Fesel, Kulam Toyu, Bechamudayim, Baal Yo'ilu. Because whoever creates a pestle, nothing will happen from it, it'll be in vain. Whatever they desire won't help them. V'Edayim, Tema. And they'll be V'Edayim. So Rashi says, Avodas Kechavim, Tovoy V'Toyid, Aloivdeh L'chayvim. That the Avodas Zorah itself will come, Lost of Love, to say this, that all these Goyim worship me, and they'll receive punishment for that. So it says, Lashon of V'Edayim, here for sure is going on, the Avodas Kechavim. So here it says, Lashon of V'Edayim, that the Avodas Zorah itself will come and say this, that they worshipped him. So that's why Edayim is right. The other one says, Dorish Rav Chanina Ba'Papa. That lasted lovei, whatever this means, lasted lovei, after Mashiach will come, is maybe a Kodesh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu will take out a Sefer Torah, or Menicha, and he'll put it out, he'll open up a Sefer Torah. The Chayk in his lap, whatever that means, just an expression, Hashem will open up in his lap. The Yom will say like this, Lemi Shosik, whoever came to learn every day, whoever came to learn the Torah, Yovah V'yitul Sarai. He'll come now and receive reward. It's lost at Lavai, the Moshe Mashiach, so he'll come and receive reward. So what happens? Miyad, right away, Miskapsin Uboyim Ledikachovim. All the Goyim come running to Hashem. We want reward. We learned your Torah. We want reward. And they all come Bavuvia. The Amish all come running together. The Romans, the Persians, they all come running together. We want reward. Shinyam the Pasuk says, Kol ha-goyim nikpesu yachtav. All the goyim come together. So they're all coming to ask reward. And we'll soon explain this command when the brisk rabbi explains it. So Amalamakash Bavu says back to them, Al-tichnesu l'fonav avuvia. I can't talk to you all at once. You're all mixed up together. We have to make a separation here. El-tikoni es kolum avyuma. Let each nation come in by himself. I want to talk to each nation separately. Right, just a little bit. Abisai Freya. And Ichachmeh, let me talk.